This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. We're going to be here for another hour till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free to give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, that phone number is 855-660-4261. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. Especially, I have three important women in my life. My mom, the matriarch of this family, this garden club. Without her, we would not be where we are today. So we do appreciate her and love her every day. My mother-in-law, Karen, has been very helpful for me and the family. And my wife, who is a very, very important mother in my life for my children. My children look up to her so much, and she has done so much for them to make them what they are today. And they would be nothing like they are today without her. So happy Mother's Day to her and all the other mothers out there today. We do have a few phone calls on the line, so I want to get into that. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Nishan is in New Hampshire.
Nishan, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Rick, thanks for taking my call. I have a 24 by 24 greenhouse. I started planting in February. I have right now a cucumber plant that has yellow dots. I went online and it said it's a virus. I'm concerned that even though I may take it out, that it may go on to other plants. What can you help me with?
Okay. Now, the is it like, how big are the dots on there? Like little pinholes, or are they, has the cucumber leaves become like mosaic, or?
The leaves have about 1/8 to 1/4 inch dots, and they're spreading to all the leaves on that one plant.
Okay. So sometimes there's like the cucumber mosaic virus is one, but that usually makes like the whole leaf chlorotic. So it like turns yellow versus the green. It almost looks like you can see the veins of the, the leaf. Is that kind of what it's done?
It is.
Okay. And so, you've started, it's just on one leaf of one plant, or is it on multiple leaves on all the plants?
On all the leaves on one plant.
Okay. So that one plant I would get rid of completely. It's not something you would want to keep if you have some space. The others, what I would look to do is be spraying it with a copper fungicide. Spraying all your other cucumbers with this copper fungicide. Copper fungicide is an organic insect control, organic disease control for your plants. So it's fine to be putting on something along the lines of the cucumbers. So copper fungicide is a real good one. It will really take care of
what's going on with the others as a preventative, as well as taking care of some of it. So if you start to see any of them really getting full of it, you can definitely be looking at upping the spray a little bit to every 7 to 10 days versus every 10 to 14 days. There's some other products out there that's organic, but I don't think it's as powerful as that copper fungicide. Would be the tomato and vegetable from Bonide. Comes in a ready-to-use. The thing about this one is it does insects and diseases, so it's not just really for the disease. That's why I like to go with the copper fungicide, so that it's you're concentrating on what you need to get to control it. If you're looking for something a little bit heavier, that, you know, maybe chemical based, you could use Captan. But I think that a cucumber might be too thin. The leaf cells, et cetera, be too thin to be doing this. It's going to be absorbed too much. So that would be my, I probably wouldn't use the Captan unless it's something that has gotten in the complete soil and has taken over. Copper fungicide is probably the best, in my opinion. There's another one I'm trying to think of. It's called Mancozeb. Mancozeb, a lot of people will use with like blights, botrytis, and mildews, and that might happen on the cucumbers. So it's used on like tomato blight is one of them that it's used on. So that could be something to use. So it is something that could be put on vegetables. So the first option would be copper fungicide. Your second option would be look at using Mancozeb. It does cover a number of it. Does anthracnose, does leaf spot, does downy mildew, it does blight, a few different blights, and it will tell you right on there. You can apply within 5 days of harvest. So that to me says it might be a synthetic, but it's not going to last a long time for that, and it's still safe to consume.
Is there a chance that virus might spread to squash and tomato, which I have in the same greenhouse?
There's a possibility, but a lot of them will stick with that cucumber. It would depend on what the, there's a number of viruses out there that it could be. A lot of them are specific to the cucumber, but for me, with it being, if stuff is really close to it, I'd spray everything. It's not going to be harmful to spray like a copper fungicide. It's going to help as a preventative.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Thanks for taking my call.
No problem.
Have a nice day.
You too, and good luck.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, Nathan, who's up next?
Tom is in South Yarmouth.
Tom, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. Very well. Got down the Cape, finally, last night.
Perfect.
I got a few problems. I started two varieties of tomatoes and bell peppers from seed over a month ago. They sprouted, grew up. Most of them have second set of leaves, but the second set of leaves came maybe 3 weeks ago, and then they've just sort of stopped growing. They're in a southwest-facing window. There's a forced hot air duct right underneath where they're growing. What do you think is going on?
I think they need a decent amount of light for them to really be pushing through.
Yeah.
It is a little bit early. So the temperature is outside. I know you're inside, right? But the idea is as the temperatures fluctuate, our heat will fluctuate in the house as well.
Yeah.
And when it gets too warm, you don't when it's warm outside, you don't need it as much. And when it gets cold outside, it pushes a little bit. So that could be forcing it a little bit. Maybe it dried out in between a little bit. And then when I say dry out, I don't mean it like completely dried out. It's just slowed down a little bit. But I think the light is going to help it. We're not far away from being able to put these outside to push that new growth. Now that, you know, now that it's got that second set of leaves, you can actually start pushing some of the, like a liquid fertilizer on it. Like there's a tomato fertilizer that's a liquid form from Scott's that people have used in the past, or it's like a Peters. Like they have a vegetable fertilizer. You could also use like Neptune's Harvest. They have a tomato and veg liquid fertilizer that's awesome. Their Neptune's Harvest is a great product to be adding to your veggies. And maybe this is the time to start giving it something a little bit back. So I think it's a little bit of a combination of the plant adapting to the weather that we're having outside, even though it's inside, because it's getting the difference in the heat during the day when the heat in the house changes by the temperature outside.
Right.
I think it needs a little bit more sun. Some of these, to grow tons of leaves, will be in, 15 hours of sun in a greenhouse with, like, artificial light, etc. So that could be part of it. But I think we're not far from getting outside. And so that's going to be your biggest thing that's going to help them the most. And adding some fertilizer to it's going to help, too.
I have a couple more questions. Can I hold?
Sure. Yeah, definitely. Hang tight for me. We're going to take that break. When we get back, we'll answer those to try and help you with some of those garden questions. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We'll be right back.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonaid Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonaid Rose RX Drench is a multi-purpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, kills crabgrass. All in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Before the break, we were talking with Tom, and he had some questions about some different things, and he does have a few more questions. So, Tom, what else can we help you with today?
I got some bare root geraniums and some bare root hosta that I ordered, and they arrived this week. Is it okay to put them in the ground today?
Down on in South Yarmouth?
Yeah.
I know up here in the northern part of the state, we're going to get a frost on Tuesday and Wednesday. I'd take a look at the temperatures down there. If it's going to get below 40, I'd wait if you could.
Yeah.
If you can't wait and you got to do it, you know, this weekend before you go back or, you know, something along those lines, you could get them in there. What I would do is soak the bare root in water, plant them like you normally would, and then try to put some mulch around the base of it if possible. See if you can just try to keep it warm for the next week or until you can get back down there. Unless if you're staying, you can get them out there, put a cover over them, like a small blanket, if it's going to be a frost on Tuesday and Wednesday down there.
And I have peonies. I transplanted one back in the fall, but I have like five others, and I'd like to transplant maybe one or two of them. Is it too late to do that?
So they probably have a decent amount of growth to them at this point, right?
Yeah, they're up about 18 inches.
Yeah, you know, they usually say to try and transplant them early in the spring. Obviously, you know, you're just being able to get down there. You could try to transplant them. Here's a couple suggestions of what to do. One, water the plant heavily. I know it's rained in the past few days, but water the plant so that the plant can absorb some of the moisture that's there. Then dig a hole as big as you can handle so you get as much of a root system as possible. And then when you do plant them, add some biotone starter from Espoma into the soil to add a little bit of nutrients for when you're transplanting it so it doesn't have that transplant shock.
Okay. And just one other question.
Sure, no problem.
I planted garlic back in October. It looks the best it's ever looked, actually. It's really high. I have mulched that in the past with seaweed. What are your feelings on that?
So that's not a problem. It's going to add some nutrients like that kelp and that type of thing from the sea. You know, there's the debates on how you can put it on there. Some people have said you got to wash it down, put it in like a black trash bag to, you know, kind of dry it out. Some people have done that. I like to have the black seaweed, which means it's more dry, so that's why I throw it in a bag. The salt that's on it's not going to affect the soil, but the nutrients on there will help mix into the soil. So I think it's only beneficial for you.
And I don't need to water that unless we go, like, weeks and weeks without rain, right?
Yeah, exactly. You know, water it when you can, but if we go for weeks and weeks, then you won't have to water it. Going back to the peony real quick, I just wanted to throw this out. When you transplant a peony, it usually will take about two seasons, so one full season and then the next season for it to flower.
Okay.
Again. I transplanted one 2 years ago. It was actually about this time. I didn't get any flowers that season, obviously. I didn't get any flowers last season. And right now, the peony that I have is about 18 to 24 inches tall, full of leaves, gorgeous. So I'm hoping it has some flowers this year.
Well, I had been successful. I moved these 3 years ago, and they actually did bloom the following season. So,
perfect.
Yeah, so we'll see. Hey, thank you very much. Have your Mother's
Day. No problem. Thank you, Tom. Have a great one.
Bye-bye.
All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We were talking about the Biotone Starter Plus. Now, does your garden have planting insurance? It can now with Biotone Starter Plus from Espoma. It's the ultimate starter plant food. Originally designed for professionals, use it for everything you plant to guarantee success, even in poor soils. The secret is a special blend of natural organic plant food, beneficial microbes, and mycorrhizae fungi. The result? Plants grow faster, roots grow deeper, flowers and vegetables flourish. Once your plants are off to a great start, keep them nourished with our tones. A full line of organic plant foods including holly tone, plant tone, and rose tone. Espoma has just the right tone for your trees, shrubs, flowers, and vegetables. Best of all, every Espoma product is safe for people, pets, and the planet. You can find Biotone Starter Plus at fine garden centers and hardware stores. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Biotone Starter Plus from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929. Now we're going to take a break here. Give us a call, 855-660-4261. I'll be here to answer your garden questions. We'll be back.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the revolver spray gun. And use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moisture annuals. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moisture annuals. The soil moisture annuals will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
On this Mother's Day 2020, there have been over 1.3 million cases of coronavirus reported in the United States as of yesterday, and the number of confirmed cases of virus in the world has topped 4 million. The database at Johns Hopkins University saying the worldwide death toll is now over 277,000. What does former President Barack Obama think of the current administration's response to the pandemic?
It has been an absolute chaotic disaster.
Obama caught on tape during what was supposed to be a private remote meeting on Friday with thousands of people who'd served in his administration.
Being selfish, being tribal, being divided, it's part of the reason why the response to this global crisis has been so anemic and spotty.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
A singer whose career started at about the same time remembers Little Richard, who passed away yesterday at the age of 87. Pat Boone saying last night that, quote, Richard and I are brothers musically and spiritually. Boone, sometimes criticized for doing so-called vanilla covers of black artists' music, had a big hit with Tutti Frutti, and Little Richard said in an interview that that actually opened the door to a wider acceptance of his music.
It was called race music, and so in order to kind of stop that momentum, Pat Boone was put on me instantly. As I got older and looked back, he really opened a wider door for me. By him recording it, made it bigger and made me accept it to a wider.
A polar vortex has brought 10 inches of snow to parts of northern New England and flurries as far south as Manhattan. From record May lows to severe storms, the weather also causing problems in the Midwest to the Appalachians. This is USA Radio News.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owners. Owning population guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. We do have a bunch of calls on the line, so I want to get right to that. Nathan, who's up next?
John's in Massachusetts.
John, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well.
Colin, we have a peach tree that each year we get tons of peaches, but... they always get black spots on them, and nobody wants to touch. Nobody wants to eat them. So, the tree just finished flowering. The green leaves are starting to come out. And what do I do to make the peaches, you know, presentable and edible for everyone?
Okay, so there is a couple things I want to see you be doing. There is a product from Bonide. I got to find the name here. It's a tree nut and orchard spray, I believe. That's the one I'm looking for. That's an organic spray for like peach trees, for fruit trees, etc. Another one you could use would be like a copper fungicide to be taking care of that. They used to have the fruit and tree spray that you could use. The fruit and tree spray is one that they say only to use twice a year. It used to say you could use up to six times in a season, but what they found with that is the fruit and tree spray is not just it's not just a disease control. It's multiple things, so you're not focusing on what the issue is. So the fruit tree spray could be used, you know, as a first type step and maybe the second step, but then focus into disease more. So that fruit tree spray you could use now. You said the leaves have started to form. The flowers have already dropped, right?
Yeah, well, there's a few flowers still, you know, left. It's kind of pink and green at the same time, so it won't be long.
Okay, so one of the things on the back of the bottle of that fruit tree spray, it'll tell you exactly when to spray it. So mm-hmm. There's six times that they say it: green tip, pre-bloom, full pink, petal fall, first cover, and second cover. So we're kind of at the petal fall stage with it, right? We're looking to be at that stage. So you can actually use this. It's a concentrate. You can use 2.5 tablespoons per gallon of water. Mix it in like a pump sprayer and spray the plant to help get it a few things. This is a mix of different chemicals in it, but using it now, any of the chemicals aren't going to be into the plant to absorb to harm you. So the products that it have will do well. The alternative that they have is a fruit, tree, and nut spray. It's called Orchard Spray. It's going to be in big letters from Bonide. That one would be the one that I would use for like a disease control like this. It's called Citrus Fruit and Nut Orchard Spray. It comes in concentrate and a hose end. Hose end's the easiest because you just attach to the hose and spray the whole thing.
Yep.
With this one, being organic, you can use it multiple times during the season instead of just using it that two times. Whereas that fruit tree spray, so you'd use it now and then you would use it again in like 3 weeks. And then from there, I would move on to that the orchard spray so that you get a little bit of use the chemical first before it's really developed all its fruit, so we're not spraying the fruit, and then moving into the organics when the fruit is there with that tree and shrub, and use it as a preventative, the orchard spray, and then like a 10 to 14 day interval as a preventative.
Okay. And the first one, you said it was a copper fungicide.
So copper fungicide is another one you could use, and that might be when you start to notice it when the leaves might have like a little blotching or a like an issue with the leaves might be getting like black or yellow, like almost like moldy. That's what you can spray on there. It's another type of fungicide.
Right, but I could use the orchard spray instead. Just
yes, exactly.
Okay, all right. Yeah, I'll do that because it sounds more safe.
Yeah, so it's the thing. At the end of the day, you can use whichever one, but there are multiple options. I like to go with both. One, you know, just as options, as synthetic versus organic. The fruit and tree and nut spray on the back of it will tell you, what diseases it will take care of. It's got scab, powdery mildew, rusts, blight, and brown rot. So it sounds just right up your alley of what's going on. I'm reading the back as we talk, and this one is actually a spray every 21 days. I had originally said every 10 to 14, but it would be every 21 days. So that would be something to look at. And you just want to spray it. And you don't want anybody to play around it or have a dog next to it until it dries, just so it, the dripping. It's organic, but it's sulfur in it. So, we might not be, a pet might not be as receptive to sulfur in a liquid form on our body or us for that matter.
Is it going to have a smell about it? Like sulfur?
It'll have a little bit of a sulfur smell to it, but it's not something that is horrible. But it's going to help control, so that's what we're looking for.
Yeah.
And just spray at night versus in the morning. So even though it's for diseases and it's listed for diseases, any insect that might be on the plant, i.e. like a beneficial insect, like a bee, this is going to have some sort of like coating to it, and you don't want to spray them, right? You want to keep those in the area to keep pollinating. So that's why I like to spray at night. So any of those beneficial insects have gone back to, their hive for the night, and you're not spraying them.
Right. All right, very good.
All right. John, you have a great one. Thanks.
Yep, you too. All right.
Bye-bye. All right. We do have some more calls. We're going to get to them. Nathan, who's up next?
Barbara's in Massachusetts.
Barbara, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, Patrick. I have a problem with sumac which is invading my yard and garden. How can I control or get rid of this?
Well, I think, I think you're just going to have to move.
Yeah, right.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying.
So with the sumac, there's a couple ways to take care of it. It's not as simple as just cutting it down, because that almost makes it go a little bit crazier.
Okay.
What I would suggest doing, there's multiple products you can use, and it's up to you on what you want to use. There's synthetic and organic. Sometimes, by doing this method that I'm going to describe, you can use either because you're not spraying something into the wind. So with like a sumac, what I would suggest doing is instead of cutting it all down at once, cut a branch at a time if you can, or a couple branches at a time, and then use a product like Kilzol or Cleanup is one. You could also use Burnout 2 from Boneide, or Burnout. They also have a brush killer, BK32. So the organic version of all that is the Burnout. The synthetic is brush killer, or the Cleanup. Those are going to be more chemical. What I like to do is I like to buy the concentrate, get a paintbrush, and once I've cut the branch down, take the paintbrush, dip it into the solution, and then paint the fresh wound of the sumac or whichever weed it is. What that does is that you don't have to spray everything. It can absorb right into the root system quicker, and you're going to have a bigger kill than a foliar kill. So that's why I suggest using it, only cutting a few at a time. Because just like you and I, say you were to cut it and then go back a couple hours later, we form a callus if we have a cut. Plants form a callus as well, and so it wouldn't be absorbing as quickly as we would want it. So by cutting just a couple, then painting them, then cutting a few more, and then painting again, you're going to be more successful. So the organic product is Burnout from Boneide. You could also use Adios from Natural Alternative. If you're looking to do synthetic, Brush Killer, BK32 is a great concentrate, or Cleanup from Boneide.
Thank you very much.
No problem, Barbara, and good luck.
Happy Mother's Day to your wife and mother.
Happy Mother's Day to you as well. Thank you. All right. Nathan, we got a few more calls on the line?
Yes, sir. Pamela's in New Bedford.
Pamela, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Oh, hi, Patrick. My husband and I bought a expensive tree. It was just so beautiful to look at. I couldn't resist. An Acer Shirasawana, a full moon maple.
Yep.
Jordan. And so this is the third year we've had it. And before the leaves opened, we saw tons of little bugs on the buds. And so we called, we called the people that we, where we bought it. And they said, rather than spraying it with anything, just hose it off. Hose off. We thought they were aphids. They said, just hose it off. Hose them off. But, they persisted to stay on. And, some of them fell off. But now the leaves have opened, and, it's usually a beautiful, full yellow tree, but now the interior leaves are sparse, and the little bugs are still there. I looked at them through a magnifying glass, and they were a light brown, fluorescent, very small, oval, hard shell with, very small spots on the shell and very small legs. And, we looked in books to try to figure out what it was, but we don't know what to do.
Yeah. So I got a couple suggestions for you. So what I'd like to see you do first is I'd love for you to fertilize that full moon maple. To give it a boost, I'd like to see you use Tree Tone from Espoma to give it a little something this spring to really give it a boost. And then again, I'd like to see you fertilize it in the fall just at half the rate. Fertilizing in spring and fall is going to be huge to help it grow and get a little bit better. The other thing, since it's had some issues, if you've heard of the product we talk about called Protolizer, is a great one to add to with your fertilizer. It's basically like vitamins for your fertilizer and your plant. It will help make it more active and more readily available for your plants as well, especially on this. As far as the insect, I'd be getting a spray, like a horticultural oil spray, to spray the plant down to get rid of any of those insects.
Yeah, I have a couple of other questions I wanted to ask you.
Yeah, definitely. So hang tight for me so I don't interrupt by the break, and we'll get to them on the other side of the break. We'll be right back.
Bay Advance is a company that brought you Tree and Shrub, the product that we all use to control insects on shrubs and trees, and it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast-releasing and creates a termite-killing zone around your home. Ants, termites bring the product directly to the colony and transfer the product by social interaction and soon die.
Your lawn, destroyed by insects above ground and below. Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer protects against both in one easy step. Other leading brands stop at the surface, allowing damage to continue. But Complete's exclusive two-way formula kills insects above ground while it penetrates below ground to control root-destroying pests for up to 3 months. That's the beauty of better science. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I treat a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for longevity for over 17 years, since before it was longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Before the break, we were talking with Pamela, and she had a few other questions. So, Pamela, what are the other questions you have for us today?
I wanted to say that the full moon maple is 12 feet tall, and it seemed really healthy and growing strong. So do you think we still need to fertilize it to prevent, to help prevent the bugs from getting to it?
I do.
Okay.
Just the tree tone, even with established plants like that, is going to help. We've had a weird spring. We've had a weird couple spring and falls the past couple years, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so our plants are a little bit weaker than they have been in the past. So I like to do it in the spring and the fall each year just to really help it. When they have an issue like this with an insect, they're weaker. So we need to give them something back. So that's why I like to feed it anyways. It really will be helpful for you.
What about next spring? If the same thing happens, would we spray it with the horticultural oil?
I would do that early. Yeah. I'd do it as a preventative, just as a safety
before
at this point.
Before the buds start? Okay.
Yep.
That's what I was wondering. Yeah.
Okay.
So let's see. So I have two climbing rose bushes, and, you know, your dad's voice comes on and talks about Rose RX Drench.
Yep.
One application every 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And so I bought I thought I was buying what he said, but I bought Rose X 3-in-1.
Yep.
So should I haven't used it yet. Should I go back and get the Rose RX Drench instead?
So I like the Drench because it will last longer. That Rose RX 3-in-1 is more of a foliar spray when you're starting to see things present, whereas that Rose RX, the Drench, will be, it's what it's going to do is you'll water it in, and then it translocates to the rest of the plant, so the plant can be stronger if something were to go after it. So if you can, return it. If not, you know, you might just be able to use it at another time. Just because it says Rose RX on it doesn't mean it can't be used on others.
Oh, I see. Yep.
I'd have to, I'm going to put, I'm typing the Rose RX 3-in-1 into their website just to see what the active ingredient is, so I can tell you what else you could use it for. So it's a neem oil. It's based as a neem oil. So you could use it for other like insects if they're present. So I think you're going to be all right to have it. But the one you're looking for is just the straight Rose RX Drench.
Yep. Okay. What about the horticultural oil spray for the tree? What would you recommend?
So the All Seasons oil is the one that I would look at from Bonide.
Okay, All Seasons oil. Okay. You know, I bought this fungonil listening to you, you know, recommend it to your to other callers, and you know, it does pretty well. We have a few peony plants, and last summer they got black spot on the leaves, and even some of the stems rotted. So I remember you said spray it when the buds come out of the ground. So they look good. The peonies look good. And also I sprayed it on Rose Campion. I've had Rose Campion for years, and I'm always tediously picking off the diseased leaves.
Yep.
And I've been spraying that fungonil just, you know, once or twice, and I don't see the problem anymore. Also, I have a saline plant, you know, that flowers pink, and that seems to have a lot of diseased leaves throughout the summer, and I'd always tediously pick them off, but I don't see any now because of that fungonil.
Well, perfect. It's a great way to be as a preventative maintenance on there, so you're not seeing those, and it will save you some time long term. The other thing is just feed those plants as well, and it will help it. Alrighty.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Pamela. Happy Mother's Day. Have a great one.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye. All right, so that's going to wrap us up for the day. Happy Mother's Day to my mom, my mother-in-law, and my special mother that I have here, my wife, the mother of my children, she is incredible. So happy Mother's Day to her. Be good to each other. Get out there. Plant something. We'll see you next week.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy, you just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.